You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
And the University of Memphis.
When I knew I loved moonbeam we can dream on when our working day is done. There's stars we can wish upon at the setting of the sun. There's sunsets we can cry over, put our troubles on the run. But more than all these miracles above, all people, we got love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs love, 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 love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Just like they need the sun and the moon and stars above. Ain't nobody ever found happiness living the life all alone. I used to go around saying I didn't need nobody to be happy and belong. Then one sad day I found myself in trouble, way down without a friend. Then along came the love of a real good woman, said she loved me till the end. Everybody needs love, love, love. Everybody needs a love, 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 love. Everybody needs love, love, love. Just like they need the sun and the moon and stars above. I was walking down the road one day collecting cans for sale when I saw an old man up on the bank by the side of the road. He had a Bible in his hand and tears all in his eyes. I said, "Hey, mister, what's wrong?" He said, "Nothing, son. You see, I preach up the road at the Ebenezer Church. And I just came out here in the woods today to have me a commune with Nathan." And then he went on to say, this thought came to me. Everybody needs a love, love, love. Everybody needs a love, 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 love. Everybody needs a love, love, love. Just like they need the sun and the moon and stars above.
What we just heard was Blackfoot, Train Train, from the band's third album, Strikes, which was released in 1979 on the Atco imprint. Ricky Medlock, who played drums, and Lynyrd Skynyrd formed Blackfoot and took the role as the band's frontman and lead guitarist. And Train Train was one of the band's biggest rock radio hits, which, by the way, was written by Medlock's grandfather, Shorty Medlock. And that Shorty, by the way, playing harmonica at the song's opening. That song was sort of a rock radio staple here in Memphis at the time. Before Blackfoot, we had Eddie Hinton. I love Eddie Hinton, and I really love this song. Everybody Needs Love, from one of my favorite albums of his, Letters from Mississippi, which came out in 1987. I remember some folks called Eddie Hinton the White Otis Redding. Regardless, he's one of my very favorite soul singers, and his music has a hardcore cult of fans, including drive-by truckers Patterson Hood, the great music writer and historian Robert Gordon, my buddy Daryl Perryman, who made a good documentary on Eddie, and myself. So if you liked what you heard, you ought to check out some of Eddie's other great music. Before Eddie Hinton, we had Cowboy, a band from Jacksonville, Florida, who was formed in 1969 and released four albums on the Capricorn label. And Please Be With Me was probably their best-known song. It appeared on the band's second album, Five Will Get You Ten, which came out in the fall of 71. And by the way, that's Dwayne Allman playing dobro on that track. Eric Clapton would also cover this song in his 1974 album, 461 Ocean Boulevard. We opened the show up with the Allman Brothers, the Greg Allman song, Melissa, from the band's 1972 album, Eat a Peach. As far as I'm concerned, Melissa features some of the most achingly beautiful lead guitar work in the band's entire catalog. It's just gorgeous. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time here on WYXR FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. I music supervise a TV show called Dark Winds, which is a Dene or Navajo crime drama. And I was talking to Stephen Paul Judd, who's a screenwriter, director, Renaissance guy, trapezoid when he's off the clock. Heck, I don't know, but he's really talented. He does a lot of cool stuff for the show. We were talking about music we loved, and I became aware that we shared a musical affection for a lot of great Southern rock. And it was out of that conversation that it dawned on me, why not do a show just dedicated to that kind of music? Because really, there were a lot of great bands that came out of that. And that's what we're going to celebrate this hour. Hope you enjoy it. Coming up next, the Rossington Collins Band.
Carry on. something in me said, oh, move on. Don't know what it is, the good Lord bred it in my bones. And I'm searching for a rainbow. And if the wind never showed me where to go, you'll be waiting at the end, and I'll know I'll see the hill with that pot of gold. I'll see the hill with that pot of gold. This old man riding, she's getting kind of tired, but in my heart she knows there's this one desire. She's gonna take me to the end of our road. Then she lay down and died. I say, God rest her soul. And I'm searching for a rainbow. And if the wind never shows me where to go,
see the hill with that pot of gold. I'll see the hill with that pot of gold.
Thank you. been such a fool. And I had to stand by and take it, baby. You've done, but nothing seems to change. The bad times stay the same, and I can't run. Sometimes I feel, sometimes I feel like I've been driving to the whipping post, to the whipping post, to the whipping. I'm dying.
down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny says your dog bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, we a dog fight, no child, no."
Whoa. That was a Charlie Daniels band. Their big hit, "The Devil Went Down to Georgia," from their 1979 album, Million Mile Reflections. I caught them live a couple of times in Memphis, and they were pretty formidable as a live band. Before Charlie Daniels, we had Lynyrd Skynyrd, one of their classic songs, "Simple Man," from their debut album, pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd, which was produced by Al Kooper and released in the summer of 1973. That album also contained like some real serious classics like "Tuesday's Gone," "Gimme Three Steps," and of course, "Freebird." And for you guitar playing geeks out there, Lynyrd Skynyrd had three guitar players. And that fat sound is partially due to the fact that all the guitars were tuned down a half a step, which sort of accounts for the hugeness of the sound. The Allman Brothers' "Whipping Post," the closing track on side two of the band's self-titled Atco Records debut, is what we heard before Lynyrd Skynyrd. That came out in 1969. Wow! I always remember purchasing this record with Neil Young's "Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere," so I sort of associate the two together. You know that feeling when you hear something one time and you know in your gut you've just been initiated to something that is a classic. you know, it's like a piece of music that'll be around for a long, long time. Well, that's how I felt when I heard Whipping Post. And the Allman Brothers have had a number of strong live and studio albums, but I think this debut album of theirs is just bulletproof. It's really an inspired effort. Before the Allman Brothers, we had the Marshall Tucker Band, Searching for a Rainbow, the title track from the band's fourth studio album. And that album also featured another standard of theirs, Fire on the Mountain, as well as a live version of an earlier hit of theirs, Can't You See? The Rossington Collins Band opened up the set with Don't Misunderstand Me off of the band's debut album, which came out in 1980 on the MCA record label. Same label as Lynyrd Skynyrd. Most people who are fans of Southern rock or just rock and roll in general know that Lynyrd Skynyrd had a horrific plane crash that happened on October 20th of 1977. Lead singer Ronnie Van Zant and guitarist Steve Gaines, as well as Steve Gaines' older sister Cassie, who was a backup singer, died in the crash, along with several other people. Practically everyone who survived in that crash suffered horrific injuries, so it was nothing short of a miracle that the surviving members would regroup. Gary Rossington had gathered the surviving Lynyrd Skynyrd bandmates, Alan Collins, Leon Wilkeson, and Billy Powell, and brought over 38 special backup singer Dale Krantz to form Rossington Collins. And it really holds up as a fine example of Southern rock. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up next, Wet Willie.
Thank you. I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself things that I've said or maybe things that I felt about you. Sitting in a corner of a crowded barroom, people all around me and I still feel alone. Just when I know I'm gonna break down and cry, someone played a tune that dried the tear from my eye.
There goes another love song, someone singing about me again. There goes another love song.
I'm gonna learn.
That's some classic Allman Brothers. Midnight Rider, great way to end the show. And that appeared on the band's second studio album, Idle Wild South, which came out in 1970. In 1974, Greg Allman also did a really good version of the song off of his debut solo album, Laid Back. And by the way, that song's been covered by a lot of different artists. Joe Cocker, Bob Seger, The Drifters, Alison Krauss, Michael McDonald, even Patti Smith, and Willie Nelson, among others. That says a lot about Midnight Rider's wide appeal. Before the Allman Brothers, we had Jacksonville, Florida's Tedeschi Trucks Band, an 11-piece ensemble led by the married couple of Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. And really, both of them are formidable guitar players. And Tedeschi's just a great soulful singer. The song we heard was Learn How to Love from their 2011 Sony Records debut album, Revelator, which was co-produced by Derek Trucks and Jim Scott. And that album also won a Grammy for Best Blues Album at the 54th Grammy Awards. Before Tedeschi Trucks, we had The Outlaws, another Florida band, this time from Tampa. And we heard their top 40 hit, There Goes Another Love Song, which is sort of like a blend of the Eagles and the Allman Brothers. It came out in 1975, and they were supposedly the first band to be signed by Clive Davis, his new record label, Arista. Keeping things in the South, Mobile, Alabama, this time, Wet Willie, doing Keep On Smiling, a 1974 top 10 Billboard hit, which was produced by the great Tom Dowd. And something about this song always makes me think of the Van Morrison hits from a few years earlier, like Blue Money or Domino. For whatever that's worth, there you go. For this last hour, you've listened to me, Rick Clark, and my weekly space-tuning, whatever you want to call it, musical journey, Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR-FM every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. I hope you guys are doing great today. I'm feeling pretty good myself, and I always appreciate you listening and the great feedback. I look forward to catching you next week, same time, same place, for more Air Conditioned. Bye now.